Cory Doctorow from Wikipedia, the Free Encyclopedia. Cory Ephraim Doctorow, born July 17, 1971, is a Canadian-British blogger, journalist, and science fiction author who serves as co-editor of the blog Boing Boing. He is an activist in favor of liberalizing copyright laws and a proponent of the Creative Commons organization, using some of their licenses for his books. Some common themes of his work include digital rights management, file sharing, and post-scarcity economics. Contents. 1. Life and career. 2. Fiction. 3. Nonfiction and other writings. 4. Opinions on intellectual property. 5. In popular culture. 6. Awards. 7. Bibliography. 8. References. 9. External links. Section 1. Life and career. Doctorow was born in Toronto, Ontario. His father was born in a refugee camp in Azerbaijan. Although he is an admirer of acclaimed novelist E.L. Doctorow, the two are of no known relation, contrary to popular belief. The surname Doctorow is somewhat common among Jewish people of Eastern European descent. In elementary school, Doctorow befriended Tim Wu. He received his high school diploma from the Seed School and attended 4 universities without attaining a degree. He later served on the board of directors for the Grindstone Island Cooperative in Big Rider Lake in Ontario. In June 1999, he co-founded the free software P2P company OpenCola with John Hansen and Greg Conn. The company was sold to the Open Text Corporation of Waterloo, Ontario during the summer of 2003. Doctorow later relocated to London and worked as European Affairs Coordinator for the Electronic Frontier Foundation for 4 years, helping to establish the Open Rights Group before leaving the AFF to pursue writing full-time in January 2006. Upon his departure, Doctorow was named a Fellow of the Electronic Frontier Foundation. He was named the 2006 to 2007 Canadian Fulbright Chair for Public Diplomacy at the UC Centre on Public Diplomacy, sponsored jointly by the Royal Fulbright Commission, the Integrated Media Systems Centre, and the USC Centre on Public Diplomacy. The professorship included a 1-year writing and teaching residency at the University of Southern California in Los Angeles, United States. He then returned to London, but remained a frequent public speaker on copyright issues. In 2009, Doctorow became the first independent studies scholar in virtual residence at the University of Waterloo, Ontario. He was a student in the program during 1993 to 1994, but left without completing a thesis. Doctorow is also a visiting professor at the Open University in the United Kingdom. In 2012, he was awarded an honorary doctorate from the Open University. Doctorow married Alice Taylor in October 2008, and together they have 1 daughter named Posey Emmeline Fibonacci Nautilus Taylor Doctorow, who was born in 2008. Doctorow became a British citizen by naturalization on 12 August 2011. In 2015, Doctorow decided to leave London and move to Los Angeles, feeling disappointed by London's death from Biden's choice of conservative government. He claims on his blog, "But London is a city whose 2 priorities are being a playground for corrupt global elites who turn neighborhoods into soulless collections of empty safe deposit boxes in the sky and encouraging the feckless criminality of the finance industry. These 2 facts are not unrelated." He joined the EFF in January 2015 again to campaign for the eradication of digital rights management, DRM. 1.1 Other work, activism and fellowships. He served as a Canadian regional director of the Science Fiction and Fantasy Writers of America in 1999. Together with Austrian art group Monochrome, he initiated the Instant Blitz Copyfire project, which asks people from all over the world to take flash pictures of copyright warnings in movie theaters. On October 31st, 2005, Doctorow was involved in a controversy concerning digital rights management with Sony BMG, as told in Wikinomics. As a user of the Tor Anonymity Network for more than a decade during his global travels, Doctorow publicly supports the network. Furthermore, Boing Boing operates a high-speed, high-quality exit node. Doctorow was the keynote speaker at the July 2016 Hackers on Planet Earth conference. Section 2. Fiction. Doctorow began selling fiction when he was 17 years old, and sold several stories followed by publication of his story Craphound in 1998. Down and Out in the Magic Kingdom, Doctorow's first novel, was published in January 2003 and was the first novel released under one of the Creative Commons licenses, allowing readers to circulate the electronic edition as long as they neither made money from it nor used it to create derived works. The electronic edition was released simultaneously with the print edition. In March 2003, it was re-released with a different Creative Commons license that allowed derivative works such as fanfiction, but still prohibited commercial usage. It was nominated for a Nebula Award and won the Locus Award for Best First Novel in 2004. A semi-sequel story named Truncat was published on Salon.com in August 2003. His novel Someone Comes to Town, Someone Leaves Town, published in June 2005, was chosen to launch the Sci-Fi Channel's book club, Sci-Fi Essentials, now defunct. Doctorow's other novels have been released with Creative Commons licenses that allow derived works and prohibit commercial usage, and he has used the model of making digital versions available without charge at the same time the print versions are published. His Sunburst award-winning short story collection, A Place So Foreign and Eight More, was also published in 2004. Ownsort, from his collection, was nominated for the 2004 Nebula Award for Best Novelette. Doctorow released the best-selling novel Little Brother in 2008 with a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share-Alike license. It was nominated for a Hugo Award for Best Novel in 2009 and won the 2009 Prometheus Award, Sunburst Award, and the 2009 John W. Campbell Memorial Award. His novel Makers was released in October 2009 and was serialized for free on the Tor Books website. Doctorow released another young adult novel, For the Win, in May 2010. The novel is available free on the author's website as a Creative Commons download and is also published in traditional pager format by Tor Books. The book concerns massively multiplayer online role-playing games. Doctorow's short story collection, With a Little Help, was released in printed format on May 3, 2011. It is a project to demonstrate the profitability of Doctorow's method of releasing books in print and subsequently for free under Creative Commons. In September 2012, Doctorow released The Rapture of the Nerds, a novel written in collaboration with Charles Stross. Doctorow's young adult novel, Pirate Cinema, was released in October 2012. It won the 2013 Prometheus Award. In February 2013, Doctorow released Homeland, the sequel to his novel Little Brother. It won the 2014 Prometheus Award, Doctorow's third novel to win this kind of award. His novel Walk Away was released in 2017. Section 3. Nonfiction and Other Writings. Doctorow's nonfiction works include his first book, The Complete Idiot's Guide to Publishing Science Fiction, co-written with Carl Schroeder and published in 2000, and his contributions to Boing Boing, the blog he co-edits, as well as regular columns in the magazines Popular Science and Make. He is a contributing writer to Wired magazine and contributes occasionally to other magazines and newspapers such as the New York Times Sunday Magazine, The Globe and Mail, Asimov's Science Fiction Magazine, and the Boston Globe. In 2004, he wrote an essay on Wikipedia, included in the Anthology at the End of the Universe, comparing internet attempts at Hitchhiker's Guide type resources, including a discussion of the Wikipedia article about himself. Doctorow contributed the foreword to Sound Unbound, Sampling Digital Music and Culture, 2008, edited by Paul D. Miller, aka DJ Spooky. He also was a contributing ad writer for the book World Changing, A User's Guide for the 21st Century. He popularized the term Metacrap by a 2001 essay titled Metacrap, Putting the Torch to Seven Strawmen and the Metautopia. Some of his nonfiction published between 2001 and 2007 has been collected by Tashion Publications as Content, Select Essays on Technology, Creativity, Copyright, and the Future of the Future. In 2016, he wrote the article Mr. Robot Killed the Hollywood Hacker, published on MIT Technology Review, as a review of the TV show Mr. Robot and argued for a better portrayal and understanding of technology, computers, and the risks and consequences in our modern world. His essay, You Can't Own Knowledge, is included in the Free Souls book project. He is the originator of Doctorow's Law. Anytime someone puts a lock on something you own, against your wishes, and doesn't give you the key, they're not doing it for your benefit. Section 4. Opinions on intellectual property. Doctorow believes that copyright laws should be liberalized to allow for free sharing of all digital media. He has also advocated file sharing. He argues that copyright holders should have a monopoly on selling their own digital media and that copyright laws should not be operative unless someone attempts to sell a product that is under someone else's copyright. Doctorow is an opponent of digital rights management and claims that it limits the free sharing of digital media and frequently causes problems for legitimate users, including registration problems that locks users out of their own purchases and prevents them from being able to move their media to other devices. He was a keynote speaker at the 2014 international conference, CopyCamp, in Warsaw, with the presentation, Information Doesn't Want to Be Free. Section 5. In Popular Culture. The webcomic XKCD occasionally features a partially fictional version of Doctorow, who lives in a hot air balloon up in the blogosphere, above the tech clouds, and wears a red cape and goggles, such as in the comic Blagofair. When Doctorow won the 2007 EFF Pioneer Award, the presenters gave him a red cape, goggles, and a balloon. The novel Ready Player One features a mention of Doctorow as being the newly re-elected president of the Oasis User Council, with Will Wheaton as his vice president, in the year 2044, saying that those two geezers had been doing a kick-ass job of protecting user rights for over a decade. The comedic role-playing game Kingdom of Loathing features a boss fight against a monster named Dr. Ohu, who's described as wearing a red cape and goggles. The commentary before the fight and assorted hit, miss and fumble messages during the battle make reference to Doctorow's advocacy for open source sharing and freedom of media. Skipping Section 6 awards, they have been mostly mentioned in Life, Section 1. Section 7, Bibliography, in chronological sequence, unless otherwise indicated. 7.1, Fiction. 7.1.1, Novels. Down and Out in the Magic Kingdom, 2003. Eastern Standard Tribe, 2004. Someone Comes to Town, Someone Leaves Town, 2005. Little Brother, 2008. Makers, 2009. For the Win, 2010. The Rapture of the Nerds, 2012. Pirate Cinema, 2012. Homeland, 2013. Walk Away, 2017. 7.1.2, Graphic Novels. In Real Life, illustrated by Jen Wang, 2014. 7.1.3, Collections. A Place So Foreign and Eight More, 2003. Overclocked, Stories of the Future Present, 2007. With a Little Help, 2009. 7.1.4, Short Fiction. Ownzord, 2002. Troncat, 2002. iRobot, 2006. Scroogled, 2007. When Sys Admins Ruled the Earth, 2008. True Names, 2008. There's a Great Big Beautiful Tomorrow. Now is the Best Time of Your Life, 2010. Chicken Little, 2009. Lawful Interception, 2013. Car Wars, 2016. 7.1.5, not yet published. /user/bin/god. 7.2, nonfiction. 2000, The Complete Idiot's Guide to Publishing Science Fiction. 2002, Essential Blogging. 2004, ebooks, neither e nor books. 2005, Wikipedia, a genuine H2G2 minus the editors. 2008, Content, selected essays on technology, creativity, copyright, and the future of the future. 2010, You Can't Own Knowledge. 2010, Close Enough for Rock and Roll. 2011, Context, further selected essays on productivity, creativity, parenting, and politics in the 21st century. 2014, Information Doesn't Want to Be Free, Laws for the Internet Age. Skipping Section 8 references. Section 9, External Links, just highlighting one here, Cory Doctorow's personal website at www.craphund.com. This was Cory Doctorow from Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia.